WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and that extra sprinkle of magic to help us navigate this beautiful, messy human experience, especially when we've got that little something called ADHD swirling around in our brains. I'm Laura Bennett, your host. And let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home for me because it's all about community. Ever feel like you're on a solo mission through life with ADHD? Like you're figuring everything out by yourself? You know that feeling when you're trying to explain your brain to someone who just doesn't get it, and you end up feeling more misunderstood than ever? Trust me, I've been there. But here is the thing, my friends. We don't have to do this alone. Today, I want to share 5 key takeaways that highlight the absolute power of community for people with ADHD. First off, community provides a sense of belonging. This is huge. Think about it, we're all wired differently, and sometimes fitting in feels like trying to force a square peg into a round hole. But within an ADHD community, you find folks who get it. They understand those quirks, the hyperfocus that pulls you in different directions, the executive function struggles that leave you feeling frustrated. It's like walking into a room where everyone speaks your language, no explanations needed. Secondly, community offers invaluable support. Remember those moments when you feel overwhelmed, like you're drowning in tasks or emotions? Well, within a supportive ADHD community, there are always shoulders to lean on, listening ears that truly hear you, and words of encouragement that remind you. You are not alone. Sharing your struggles and triumphs with people who understand can be incredibly healing and empowering. Thirdly, community fosters accountability. Ever set goals only to watch them fade into the ether because, well, ADHD happened. We all have those moments. But a supportive community can help keep you on track. They celebrate your wins, offer gentle nudges when you're falling off course, and remind you of your potential even when you doubt yourself. Fourth, community is a breeding ground for creativity and innovation. Think about it, ADHD brains are wired differently, often with unique perspectives and out-of-the-box thinking. When we come together in a community, these creative sparks ignite. We learn from each other, bounce ideas off one another, and discover new ways to approach challenges. It's like a collective brainstorming session where the possibilities are endless. And finally, community reminds us of our shared humanity. At its core, ADHD is about more than just symptoms. It's about being uniquely wired in a way that shapes our experiences, strengths, and vulnerabilities. When we connect with others who share similar journeys, we realize that even though our brains may work differently, our hearts beat with the same rhythm of human experience, joy, sorrow, fear, love, resilience. That shared connection is truly something special. Let me tell you a story about this. A few months back, I was feeling completely overwhelmed by a project deadline. I'd gotten stuck in that familiar ADHD spiral of procrastination and self-doubt. Then I reached out to my online ADHD community, sharing my struggles and anxieties. To my surprise, I was flooded with messages of support, encouragement, and even practical tips from people who had been through similar situations. They reminded me that I wasn't alone, offered strategies for staying focused, and celebrated my small wins along the way. And guess what? With their help, I actually met the deadline. It wasn't easy, but that community support made all the difference. So remember, my friends, you are not alone on this journey. Seek out those communities where you can connect with others who understand your experience, celebrate your strengths, and offer a helping hand when you need it most. Remember, together we rise, ready to take action. Think about one way you can connect with an ADHD community today. Maybe join an online forum, attend a local support group, or simply reach out to someone who gets it. Remember, building those connections is an investment in your well-being and growth. And trust me, the returns are worth it. Until next time, stay bright, stay bold, and keep shining your unique light on this world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.